station, last calling station. This is Kilo Oscar 4 with the Singer Foxtrot. You're way down in the noise. I could barely hear radio check, and that's about all I could hear.
This is KO4 Golf with you, Romeo. Appreciate the comeback, and I'll be standing by.
The better. I got you at KO4. DDR, that came in a little bit better. I don't know if you moved around a little bit or if you just, you know, held your mouth just right or something, but that sounded a lot better that time.
Yes, 10-4, KO4, Golf Whiskey Romeo, KO4, DDR.
What kind of radio are you on right now? For Golf Whiskey Romeo, this is Kilo Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Foxtrot. I don't know if you heard my last transmission. I was just wondering what type of radio you got, what kind of antenna. Is it a handheld? Over. GTF, mobile and listening.
Via GF, I believe. KV4 CBA, Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha. Name is David. I'm mobile. Good evening.
The name here is Todd. I've heard you on here a few times. I don't even know if we've actually officially talked or not. How are you doing today?
I just finished playing tennis for an hour and a half, so got my workout in for the day. Plus, I did some warm-up exercises before, so I guess I had about a two-hour workout altogether. And I guess that'll do me for the day anyway.
Good. Where were you playing tennis?
Sports club on Congaree Road. Been a member there for a couple of years and really enjoying it. They got some nice clay courts and a few hard courts as well, but being the age that I am, I like playing on clay. It's a little more forgiving.
Does have just a little bit of give to it. What do they got to do to that clay to keep it in decent shape, especially during the rainy season around here? Or is it an indoor court?
The clays are outside. They got a couple hard courts inside in a dome, and then three other hard courts outside. They water them, rake them. Sometimes they have to add clay to the court. You know, they require constant maintenance, and they put some kind of, I don't even know what it is, some kind of white powder, I don't know if it's lime or what it is, in there, mix it in. But I do know that you have to keep them watered, and of course we have to, they have brushes and everything, we have to keep them clean, brush them off when we finish playing.
A lot of work, but I bet you it does feel a lot better running back and forth and stopping on it than as opposed to the nice hard concrete pavement court.
Think about it. You know, you got to change direction real quick, and you plant your foot, and your body's twisting and contorting sometimes, and you know, on asphalt, your foot's not going to twist. On clay, you're probably going to slide a little bit, and your foot's going to twist so it kind of takes, it's like a shock absorber. It takes some of that harshness away from your joints so that, you know, you can play harder and get good results and not have bad results with your joints.
A lot better.
How long you been in ham radio?
Looking at almost 2 years. I think 2 years next month. I got my tech license, and I actually just Saturday passed my general exam.
information, so that's great. Do you have a HF rig?
Just, I bought one to help motivate me into studying harder, and ordered an antenna to go with it, and it worked so well that I took the test the day after the antenna showed up. So I got a, it's a Zagu or Shagu Z90, a little 20-watt HF rig, and I got a Wolf River Coils Take It Along. It's a vertical antenna that can be either be bottom or center loaded.
What bands are you able to be on there with that radio? What bands does it cover?
Much all of them. I kind of hate to say that I can't rattle them all off my head right now, but it goes 10 meters on up. I'm pretty sure 10 meters to, 160? I think I can do all those in between. It's got a tiny little display on it, but it shows you it's got a little waterfall and little signal lines, and it's got a tuner and a little SWR like readout on it. So it's a fairly packed little radio. If anything is lacking, it's the water, but it's tiny and it's portable.
I've got an ICOM 7300. I tell you, I've had a blast with it. The waterfall is just so good to have, you know, that way you're not hunting around for, you know, somebody on the air. You can see all the signals and on any band that you, you select there. It's got a touch screen, so to change bands, that's how fast you can touch the screen and boom, you can go from 180 to 6 meters in a flash. So, it's a lot of fun, I tell you. You might want to see if you could get you an amplifier for that thing. Of course, you should be able to make contact with 20 watts. That shouldn't be any problem.
Played around on it. I set the antenna up in the backyard, and I played around on Sunday, made 8 contacts. It was everything I wanted it to be. You know, I had to work it a little bit with the 20 watts and wait for pile-ups and kind of wait for the bands to play nice. But I've talked anywhere from Belize to West Virginia to Oklahoma to Arizona, Indiana State Fair. I made a few decent contacts in my mind.
I'm impressed. CB4CPA. There's a net that I'd like to invite you to check into. It's a 80-meter sideband net on 3915, and it's every night at 7 p.m. And it's called the South Carolina Single Sideband Net. I believe I'm correct on that. If I'm not, I'm sure there's plenty of people listening that can correct me. And they have a website, I would invite you to join in 3915 at 7 o'clock. In fact, it's going on right now.
On that, and see, next time I have a little bit of time around 7 o'clock, I'll check it out and see if I can get on there. That sounds like a plan. I've actually gotten to where I'm headed, so I'm going to have to go ahead and say 73. It was good talking to you, and maybe I'll talk to you on the net sometime. L4, WTF, I'll be clear on your final.
I'm business. Well, enjoy that HF rig, and again, congratulations on your upgrade. And I need to get my extra. I'm studying. I just can't get there. But anyway, I'll let you go, and good to talk with you. 73 is KP4 CPA Mobile.